Hey, welcome back to the Mark Mosey Show as we are broadcasting live here at the Daytona International Speedway. And I got a very fine lady, new driver with Nice Motorsports. Her name is Natalie Decker. Natalie, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on. How excited are you here to be here at Daytona?
I'm so excited. I mean, growing up racing, it's a dream to even come and watch this race, and now I'm racing in it, so it's absolutely amazing.
Okay, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from, it's a small town called Eagle River, and it's located in Wisconsin.
What's it by? Is it by Green Bay? Or
3 hours north of Green Bay. If anyone knows where the UP is of Michigan,
you're a
I'm like right, like 30 minutes from there. That's north I am.
You are up there. Yeah. You're absolutely right. How did we get into racing? Especially, I was talking to one of your teammates, Ty, a second ago, where you get a lot of guys from the Mid-Atlantic or the Southeast getting racing, but a Youper of Wisconsin. How did we get into racing?
Well, like you said, I grew up in Wisconsin, snow way up north. My parents and my grandparents raced snowmobiles, and my dad owned a snowmobile racetrack. So I grew up in that type of the industry, and that's what made me fall in love with racing.
That is really cool. So the question, especially from a female perspective, how did we get our start exactly? Because I know someone had to help you get in the right direction.
Yeah, well, my dad raced snowmobiles, so when I was 4, he wanted me to try it, and I tried it. I didn't really like it as much, but as soon as I got a little bit older and found out what NASCAR was, I was like, Dad, that's what I want to do. So I begged him for like 4 years, I think it took, but for my 9th birthday, he finally got me a go-kart, and it started from there.
So you started from there. All right, who were some of your favorite drivers growing up then?
Growing up, Mark Martin, for sure, because my dad told me the story once. He was on TV racing, and I was like, who's that guy? I want to root for him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, actually, a funny story, when I wanted to get into car racing, I went and bought one of his cars from him. So then when I was like, oh my gosh, my dad has met Mark Martin, and I became a huge fan of Mark Martin growing up. But now, definitely a big fan of Martin Truex.
That's who your guy is, Martin Truex. Okay, so we get into the go-kart series, and then what's the next step after that?
So then I started racing stock cars around the Midwest, in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, just all up there. And we would travel from racetrack to racetrack, try to race like 3 nights a week. It was so fun. And we did it as a family thing. My cousins were racing go-karts and cars at the time with me, and it was just so fun.
That is really cool. So we go from there. All right, how do we get with Nice Motorsports?
So when I was about 16 to 18, I was racing super late models. And then we wanted to make the next step. I was turning 18 and I wanted to start racing in the ARCA series. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and I got to come to Daytona and like Talladega and do all those big tracks. And then after that, my sponsor that I've had since the ARCA series, N29, he's just brought me up from then all the way to here at Nice Motorsports.
Have you noticed, you know, every level that you've gone up, is it a whole other level of trying to drive?
It really is. It's a whole new level of just learning, a whole new level of knowledge, a whole new level of all these drivers have so much experience and so many laps at these tracks that I've never been to. Mm. And that is just so different, because growing up racing, you race at one track and you start, you know, in a lower class, and then you move up in a class, but you're still like, you know, at that same track, owning that track. And usually everyone's like racing a couple different series, and you're always racing against the same guys. But it's definitely a challenge each time you move up.
As a female driver, Natalie, have you reached out to other female drivers to try to get their perspective?
Yes, and that's so fun. I've also done, last year, I tried out for the W Series. It was a series of all women overseas racing formula cars. And it was
it sounds fun to me.
It was so fun just being with those women and talking about what we've all went through and like our experiences and what we love about racing. And it was just so cool to be able to talk about racing and then be a girl and a female and talk about girly things together.
Well,
and it was just so different.
So where do we go? We go to Europe? Where was this?
Yeah, we did one in Austria. There's two parts of it. One was in Austria, and then the other one was in Spain.
Okay, you're living the dream. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, that was really fun. But I've had a girl teammate before. Her name's Tony, and she was my teammate in the ARCA series. And I'll hang out with her whenever we both have time. And it's so cool. Like, we'll just be sitting down, getting our nails done, talking about anything racing, as we're like getting our nails done or doing something girly, and everyone's like looking at us like, why are they talking about cars so much?
Because you actually do it for a living. Yeah. That is really cool. What does Daytona and this track mean to you?
This just means so much to be sitting in here in the infield. I mean, looking at the grandstands, looking at everything. And I was just such a big fan of this racetrack, and to be able to be here racing, it just means the world to me.
Well, for our listeners, what's the schedule for you? Where are we racing this weekend? What are we doing exactly?
So, well, today's practice, and then tomorrow's the race, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. No one forget Valentine's Day, and we'll be racing on Valentine's Day, and I'm really excited about it.
You don't care about Valentine's Day. You're here to race, and that's what this is about.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day.
That's what you can't wait for.
Yes.
What have the older veterans given you advice on what it's like to try to attack this track? Like, what have you heard exactly?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone that has experience here is giving an advice, and the biggest thing is survival here and patience, because there's so many crazy things that can happen at Daytona, and you know, you just can't control a lot of the things here. And so just being patient and surviving and making it to the end of the race.
Is there a moment in your young career where you're like, you know what, we're really doing this? This is not a joke. Is it when you got a paycheck? Like, when was it exactly?
Yeah, I think when I signed my first contract with an ARCA team and the sponsor, and I was like, wow, this is happening. Like, and it hit me, and I like had so many emotions flowing through me. Like, I didn't even know what to think. I was just so amazed that I got to that point.
Do you talk trash out there?
No.
Do you? No.
Maybe in my head.
Okay, in your head you're talking trash, because I can tell you're competitive. You have to be if you're going to try to go at this level.
Yes.
Have they talked trash to you? You're like, all right, this is for real.
I've had, growing up, short track racing, definitely. But I've had more people talk trash to me when I played high school ice hockey. That's for sure.
High school ice hockey. So snowmobiles, ice hockey, and now we're in 85 degree weather in Daytona.
Yes.
You probably never thought this would happen, would you?
Yeah, definitely.
So I grew up in the Midwest, and I've lived all over the country. So I'm used to shoveling snow, right?
Me too.
So then it's like I've been here for like 6 or 7 years now, and you're like, oh, that's right. You don't have to live in that type
of
world.
And you don't have to shovel snow. It's amazing.
What position did we play ice hockey?
I played left wing.
So you want to score.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah, I was aggressive. I was really aggressive.
Do you miss ice skating?
I do. I miss it so much.
Because you might hurt your legs or something,
yeah,
right?
I can't do that. I'll go skating if I make it home to Wisconsin for fun with all my old high school friends. But for the most part, yeah, I really miss it.
Who was your hockey team growing up?
Well, you know, I wasn't really into watching it, but my brother was, so I just have to follow with what my brother says, and he likes the Blackhawks, so
that's
I've always gone with the Blackhawks.
It's the greatest organization ever. You picked the right one. You and your brother and I will hang out.
Okay.
That's what it'll be. How can they follow you on social media, Natalie?
I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Natalie Decker on Facebook and Instagram, and then Twitter is Natalie Racing. I also have a website, nataliedeckerinc.com. And I'm selling my merchandise, and all my links to my other social media is also on my website.
I just watched Ford versus Ferrari the other day.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Why am I the only one that's watched it?
I haven't had time.
Because you're actually racing. That's what that is. I feel like every driver says they have no time to watch racing movies because they're doing it.
I did watch The Art of Racing in the Rain. Have you seen that?
No. What's that about?
It's a racing movie.
In the rain.
But it's through the perspective of the dog's eyes.
What?
Yeah, it's a dog story and a racing story.
Who's in this movie?
You need to watch it.
There's a dog.
Yes.
And he's rough. Here's what I think.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
I can't totally ruin the movie, but he thinks he's gonna in his next life he thinks he's gonna be a race car driver because his owner is a race car driver, and he just watches it on TV, goes to the track, and he
is this a cartoon or a real movie?
No, it's a real movie. The Art of Racing in the Rain. You need to see it.
Starring a dog. That's
yes,
what it is.
It stars a dog.
I would like to watch a show where you just ruin movie plots. I would watch this show
over and over again.
I'm
really good at that.
Okay, we were asking this to every driver. Talladega Nights or Days of Thunder? What's a better movie?
I like Talladega Nights.
Oh, okay, you're the first one to say that. Why do you like that movie?
I don't know. I mean, I like Days of Thunder, but I've only watched them both maybe twice.
Okay.
So, it can't be a fair choice. It depends what mood I'm in, too.
It makes sense. All right, what's your favorite movie? What are we going with? That's a tough answer.
My favorite movie, all time?
Yes.
The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Oh, my God. We have to watch this movie.
You have to. It might make you cry.
if I admit I cry, will you acknowledge this, that that's okay? That yeah, it's that emotional of a movie that I can.
It's that emotional of a movie. It made my boyfriend cry, so.
It made him cry. It was that big of an emotional roller coaster. Yes. That's
there
what
was
it was.
Actually, there was, I saw when I, because I live in Charlotte, in North Carolina, when I was sitting in the movie theater, there was a lot of people with, like, Hendrick shirts and, like, all these racing shirts. Like, they just got done with work, and they went with their wife, and I swear I saw them crying, too.
That's what it was.
That's how emotional
you could
it
have
was.
Been making this whole thing up, and there is no movie. And just to mess
no,
with me.
No, it's a book, too. I read the book when I was in, like, sixth grade. The book came out first.
So you cried from the book
to the
and
movie.
From the movie.
Yeah,
all right.
It's amazing.
You're
it
the
amazing.
Number one fan. Natalie, okay, for our listeners who don't know, okay, you're with Nice Motorsports. They do a great job. What are you going to be racing tomorrow in?
I'll be racing the number 44 truck.
So we got to root for that.
Yes. And right behind us is Adventure Force. They're part of my sponsor this weekend. They'll be on my truck as well. So, and I'll be hanging out at this booth, too, hanging out playing with their crash racers.
Well, very nice. Okay, and then how can they follow you on social media again?
I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Natalie Decker. You can find me on Twitter, Natalie Racing. And also look up my website, nataliedeckerinc.com. And I'm selling a bunch of awesome merchandise on there.
Okay, I'm going to buy some. I like this.
We got some cool hats.
Natalie, thank you so much for help. And good luck with everything
thank
here in 2020.
So much.